Jim Frame had a question. With the pandemic restrictions on gatherings, the need for community broadband access is greater than ever. What is your position on city involvement or county involvement in establishing ubiquitous community broadband in Davis or Yolo County, or providing other ways to address the digital divide? So the question is, what is your position on city involvement and county involvement in establishing community broadband in Davis or Yolo County, or providing other ways to address the digital divide?
I will try and give priority to those that haven't answered yet. You could raise your hand again so I could make sure to take a note. So we'll have Jim go first.
Okay, finally unmuted myself. I think it's essential. When we're having kids learn from home, if they don't have broadband access, we are again creating an inequity. One of the things that I've been doing is trying to make sure that the migrant families, that the farm workers have access, have equipment, and we have targeted money from the CARE, it was called the CARES allocation, the federal money that came for the pandemic for that purpose. And we are working on improving access for all of those groups. In addition to that, I think we need to do that permanently. It's an issue during the pandemic, but it's an equity issue throughout the county. And we have to make sure that there's equal access for everybody to those, to that educational resource. I think the pandemic just, demonstrates how important it is to have equal access to these resources. The other thing that I think is important to do is to make sure that, some of the money that's donated from outside entities goes to this purpose. And so I've been advocating before the Yolo Community Fund and the Travis Foundation Credit Union, and they've also allocated money for this purpose. Well, I think we have to redouble our effort to make sure everyone has equal access to this resource.
Thank you. Dylan, would you like to answer?
Yes. I, you know, when I was working for Congressman Garamendi, I got to tour some of the smaller towns than Davis who are less privileged than we are. Some, you know, some people who have bad connection in Davis will struggle to think about people who have it worse off than we do in, as far as connectivity. But there are communities in the nearby area that do. And our sort of conversations there focused on how much of a barrier it was to people who are just trying to stand themselves up, trying to start a business on their own, trying to create some degree of income and entrepreneurship for themselves. And it is going to be a almost insurmountable hurdle for people who are trying to engage fully in distance learning, trying to bounce back economically from COVID-19, to be able to do that to the best of their abilities if they aren't connected adequately to the internet. So this is one of the first issues I talked about in my campaign. I held a number of roundtables, and one of them was focused on access to the internet specifically. And so I support the city. I know that, as Jim referenced, so much of the issue is expensive, but I definitely do support the city doing everything that it can to expand access to broadband to all of its residents.
And Will, would you like to answer?
Yes, thank you. This is an issue that's very important to me. I'm on record in strong support of the community broadband in Davis. I think it is a public utility, not quite up there with water, but certainly up there with public electricity, and it has been put into sharp focus during the pandemic. You know, we have three kids doing distance learning, and at one point last week, we had five Zooms going simultaneously in our house. My wife was on her work staff meeting in the hall for a Zoom because the kids were all in class. So, and we're fortunate. Everybody's seen the picture probably of those young kids that were sitting outside a Taco Bell so that they could get Wi-Fi and attend school. That just shouldn't be in 21st century America. And so I think this is something that we definitely have a responsibility to our community to take very seriously. There are, as has been mentioned, serious costs associated with this. but it's something that I think is critically important, and that's why I've been a strong supporter on the council.
Thank you, Will. I will take one more answer, either from Connor, Josh, or Linda, if you're interested in answering. Sure, Linda, go ahead. And Josh, and then lastly.
Thank you. This is a very serious issue, and it's one that we've addressed. I'm a member of the Utilities Commission here in Davis, and it comes up quite often on what to do with the broadband situation. And cost is there. Definitely cost is there. But where are our priorities, and how are we going to budget to address this? The county has the opportunity in the sense that the cities govern themselves. The county governs unincorporated areas and other unincorporated communities. So the county has a big say as to what can happen in those communities as far as having broadband available in the Eduardos, the Guindas, the Knights Landings, the Carsburgs, places like that where we can be putting in these programs. I'm encouraged that our local assembly members, A.R. Curie, this has been a huge focus of hers and working to get broadband into our rural communities. This has been a long time issue, something that just showed up because of the pandemic. This has been something that we've been advocating for and working towards for years here in Yellow County, Davis, and other communities. And so, yes, the focus needs to be here. And this is another one of those areas where why is law enforcement getting 47% of our discretionary money when that money is in programs like this? Thank you.
And finally, Josh.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that this definitely is an issue of equity, especially here in Davis. And as Will said, we see it play out now with the challenges that are directly related to distance learning. I'm sitting beside my son and watching kids that are, in homes and areas where they're glitching out, they're getting dropped off, and the access to, as I was saying earlier, education overall in general is one that we must, as a city, move forward. I think early on when I lived in Washington, D.C., I actually worked for a company called Access D.C., which provided and worked towards providing broadband in rural areas. So early on, the broadband back then wasn't as good as it is now, but it was something that I learned a lot about and was involved in early on in my career. It also applies to older populations of people in isolation for folks who are at home and can't get out right now, and what that means. And they're trying to reach out and go to different types of meetings and re-engage and be involved with communities that were supports for them, throughout their life. And now we're looking at that, and that's a population as well. And I think it absolutely is a responsibility of the city. It is our job to provide services to the community. And this is definitely one that I think we can look at public and private partnerships and really push something forward.
Well, thank you. We'll have Sarah ask the next question.
May I answer as well?
Oh, sure. Owen, you can go ahead.
Sorry, I had my hand raised. Maybe I did something off.
Not a problem.
This is an important issue. We had a broadband task force that made recommendations on this long before the pandemic. Community broadband is one approach, probably a really good approach. I mean, broadband is essential. It's economic development, it's education, it's essential for where things are going. And where things were going before the pandemic and the shelter-in-place orders have accelerated this and made it all the more visible. So absolutely, this is the type of thing that our community needs to invest in. There was a contract that our city entered into with Wave of Sound that actually may have set this back. Now it sounds like maybe that's not happening now, but this is something that we definitely need for our city. Thanks so much.
Okay, actually I understand Connor was also raising his hand. You can go ahead and then we'll move on to the next question.
So I essentially agree with a lot of the what has already been said about the need for community broadband. One thing that I did want to add is I do think that it should be municipalized, which means that it should be controlled by cities and counties rather than private companies. And I think we have seen a good model moving in that direction with power in our region. And I would like to see all utilities move in that direction going forward. So PG&E even more than the way it currently is, as well as broadband and other essential services, should be controlled by entities that do not put profit over people.
Thank you.